Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 266 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today, we talk about the cultural surprises that will happen to you when you live abroad and far from your home country. For some of us, living abroad is a temporary experience in life. And for others, living abroad has become a permanent challenge or joy. When we go home, most of us instantly feel comfortable again, but for some, their home country doesn't feel like home anymore. Why do we sometimes feel more comfortable in our host country than in the country we were born in? Which are the reasons that no matter where we go, there is something that draws us back to our home country? In this show, we are going to listen to the stories of our international students who moved to Germany, either temporarily or for several years. Some of them are keen to pack their suitcases now, ready to go back home after spending one semester in Germany. But others have adapted to the German culture, almost as if it was their own. In our first category, absolutely fitting, Natalia, originally from Ukraine, tells us about the reasons why she feels that Germany has turned into her chosen home country. She explains that living, studying and working in Remagen has provided her the intercultural environment which she had always been searching for in her own home country. She enjoys how willingly her new international friends share their cultures and exciting celebrations, such as the Muslim Ramadan.
I also took part in Ramadan, and it's like, it was, wow, what am I doing? But it was very exciting.
In our second category, absolutely shocking, Ariana, an exchange student from Albania, tells us about her first loud and cheerful birthday party at the age of 20. For her, as an Albanian Muslim, birthdays are apparently not a big deal, and only communal celebrations such as Eid are celebrated in full pomp. Her German and international friends did not know about this and put on a boisterous surprise party for her. But even they did not know that there would be a second surprise and unexpected visitors.
And we see the police coming. I was really shocked. I thought, okay, what's going on?
Finally, in our last category, absolutely Indian, Surya from Pondicherry University in the south of India shares with us that even though she tried hard to recreate an Indian-like environment here in Germany, not everything can be recreated. Compared to India, even big cities in Germany seem a little empty to her, and she misses the closeness of the crowds in India.
I miss being in the crowd here because I feel it's more empty and less people in the streets, where when I think about India, there are so many people always around me.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, absolutely fitting, let us listen to Natalia from Ukraine, who has been living in Germany for almost 3 years now. Natalia explains why she has chosen Germany to be her Wahlheimat. Now, Wahl means choice and Heimat means something like place of home. So Wahlheimat means an adopted or chosen home country. Surrounded by German and international friends, Natalia had the opportunity to learn more about different cultures, and she even tried out fasting during the Muslim month of Ramadan. Although it was very hard, and she admits that she cheated sometimes, Natalia says that trying out Ramadan helped her understand the idea of sacrifice in Islam.
I feel great about Germany, and since this
2.5 years, every year and every month and every day was nothing but amazing to me, at least. I can tell you that I'm originally from Ukraine. I was born in Ukraine and it is my home country. But yes, there is a feeling here in Germany that also became some kind of a home for me. And there is a very fitting word in German for this. It's called Wahlheimat. It's like a chosen home country. And I'm really glad right now that I have two home countries in my life, the country I was born, Ukraine, and the country I chose for myself to live in an adult age, let's say, and it's Germany.
What do you like about Germany?
What I mostly like about Germany, I guess it's how much is the country open-minded, mm-hmm. and how much it is internationally involved in everything what is happening around the world. Once you live in the country, which is so politically and internationally involved, you learn the things which are right, which mm-hmm. are wrong, which are bad, which are good. And for example, in Ukraine, I have never participated in any politically connected demonstrations. But here in Germany, you, like, if you want to have a demonstration for any reason, you have to apply the group of people for this. You must get some kind of permission from the city hall. You are allowed to do the demonstration. Then you get a support from the police. You have support, like, from Ordnungsamt. It's like the order control, maybe, in Germany. It's so well organized, it's so safe, yes, and it's so democratic and right in the end that, like, once you participate in this demonstration, you feel that, okay, in a minute you're going to make a difference. And mm-hmm. yes, I have some examples. I guess everyone knows this kind of demonstrations. For example, one of them took place last year. It was Black Lives Matter demonstration in Bonn. It was very small and it was during the Corona times, and I can tell you that that moment I saw that Bonn is so international, is so diverse and so respectful to different backgrounds, to different cultures. Mm-hmm. And there were so many people at this demonstration of different ages, of different generations, of different cultures, of different colored skin, you know.
Do you feel this diversity, this internalization in your daily life?
Yes, sure. I got very much lucky again, I guess, not only about being in Germany, but also about being here in Remagen and studying at Reina campus. Yes, I guess this podcast is familiar how diverse and international this university is, that we have so many international students from Erasmus Plus program. And now I can tell that I learned a lot about Indian culture. I learned a lot about Islamic culture. I celebrated holidays with them, like Indian Holi, or I also took part in Ramadan. And it's like, it was, wow, what am I doing? But it was very exciting to just take part in Ramadan, to explore something new, to learn this.
Was it difficult?
It was super difficult, and I can tell you that I did not get through this like perfectly. I cheated. I had some water to drink, and sometimes I had some snacks because I was sitting like working in front of my computer and I felt so dehydrated, you know. I mm-hmm. needed water so much and I drank it. But I can tell you that Ramadan for me earlier, it was some kind of, yes, I had this misunderstanding that Ramadan is a sacrifice which you are given to Allah, mm-hmm. yes, God you do not see, which is some people do not believe in, let's say. But right now I understand that, like, although it's a part of religion and you must believe in the things which are written, yes, down, but for me it was like all the rules of Ramadan, they make sense because they develop discipline, they develop self-control, and it helped me actually a lot to develop some kind of new eating habits and also routines in the morning, at night, and it was a very great experience, yes.
When I listen to Natalia, I'm not so sure whether it is really Germany that is her new chosen home, ihre Wahlheimat, or whether it is some international place where she mingles with other cultures and learns from each one of them. In any case, she seems to have found a very stimulating place for herself to develop herself further. In our second category, Absolutely Shocked, we interviewed Ariana, an exchange student who has studied in Germany for one semester. Ariana explains that back in Albania, she only celebrated Eid because her Muslim religion does not rank personal celebrations as highly as communal ones. However, her international friends in Germany did not know that and organized a big surprise party for her. She admits that the unexpected birthday party that her friends organized for her turned into one of the most memorable memories of her whole semester abroad.
It's my birthday. I'm Muslim and we don't celebrate birthday like with parties or surprises. It's just normal dinner with my family or going out with my friends and drinking something, but not surprises or parties. And in Germany, my friends thought about my birthday and they organized a really good surprise for me. It was 12 a.m. and the door was knocking and some people were singing the happy birthday song. And firstly, I was shocked and I was thinking, okay, what's going on? And after that, I opened the door and I see them all smiling, all shouting. And it was really an amazing experience in Germany. I was not expecting something like that. And I know that I'm gonna miss a little bit every year in Albania.
You are not going to celebrate it anymore in Albania?
Till now, I have not celebrated it, so I know that it's not something very important, our birthday, for us, and we don't think so much to prepare a surprise or to organize something like a party or something like this. It's just something normal, just go out, or but nothing different, like you can do it every day.
But why isn't not important? For me, my birthday is the most important thing in the year.
It's because of my religion, because we don't celebrate it, the birthday. The most important events in the year are Eid, so we don't think that much about it. Yeah. It was a great day, but it was also a great experience because I was turning 20 and it came with something different in my life as well, not only the surprise. But while we were celebrating, it was night, we were singing outside and watching a movie, and it was a little bit loud. And we see the police coming. I was really shocked. I thought, okay, what's going on? And someone called them and said that we are too loud. So they told us to go home and to stop our party. So yeah, it was a really great surprise. And it was a really good experience afterwards with the police, that I've never experienced something like that.
Did they only send you to go back to your home, or they gave also a fee to you?
No. Unfortunately, there was no fee. It was just that they said us to go home. But if we do that once again and they come once again here and we are celebrating again, I had to pay a fee. But no, we went home. But so nothing happened.
It seems like a very well-spent birthday party.
Yes, that's true. I will remember it entire my life.
Okay, now we know why our students are sometimes a little sleepy in my classes in the morning. After midnight, they are apparently checking out the efficiency of German institutions, like the police. And at the same time, they are learning new cultural conventions from their international friends. Finally, in our last category, Absolutely Indian, we listen to Surya, who has also spent her exchange semester at Rainer Campus. Surya explains that even though she adapted quickly in a completely different culture, she does miss some aspects that she cannot recreate in Germany. For example, the comfort of big crowds. Now, I know what she is talking about because the opposite happens to me when I'm teaching in India, and I try very hard to avoid all crowds and bodily contact with complete strangers.
I miss being in the crowd here because I feel it's more empty and less people in the streets, where when I think about India, there are so many people always around me, and I like the atmosphere like that.
Okay. Did you find any ways in Germany to recreate that? Did you go to crowded places, for example, which I avoid?
In Cologne, I felt it was more crowded and I could feel that atmosphere, but it's of course different, but still I could feel the city and the people, the number of people there. And when I traveled with my international friends, like to Luxembourg or Amsterdam, I felt a bit more better because I could rephrase what's happening in my life, which happened before.
Is that something we should recommend to the future students to stick around with more people, go to youth hostels and be in a room with 16 people?
Yes, I think that is also one thing because I used to live with my friends in dormitory. We used to live three people together in one room.
In one room. Okay.
Yeah, we had shared rooms, mm-hmm. but it was perfectly fine because we were cooking together, celebrating together. And when I came here, this interaction between each other is the one which makes me more alive. And I would love to be with people all the time. And that's what I miss here most.
Okay. When you come home, it'll be difficult because you will probably miss some things from Germany. Could you imagine coming back to Germany?
If I get an opportunity or get selected to do my PhD in any of the German universities, okay. I will definitely come back and do my 4 years or 5 years here and make new friends. That is what which I would look forward to, okay. to come back.
Does that mean you would even consider settling in a European country?
No, I would not settle down in a European country because I will keep missing what all I just mentioned and I cannot recreate it. But I want to explore myself and be in all the countries and experience what is there. But I will always have the longing to go back to India. So I know myself well in that part.
Well, we are very happy that we had Surya at Rainer Campus this semester and that together with two other Indians, she shared her beautiful traditional culture with us. We hope they will come back someday. What about you? Do you have any foreign country that feels a little bit like your home country or is even closer to your heart? Or is there anything in your home country which always draws you back to it? Write us a comment. We could do a follow-up with you in one of our next shows on our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com. You can get more information about this and previous episodes. And you can leave a comment too. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 1st of October. Until then, stay as diverse as you can and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.